This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Phil Wood, co-host of Talkin' Baseball right here on the Radio America Network. He's also an analyst for Washington Nationals baseball on the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. Mid-February is an exciting time in baseball as pitchers and catchers start to report to spring training, but unfortunately, the start of spring training is going to be vastly overshadowed by the revelation and admission now that Yankees star Alex Rodriguez, one of the brightest stars in the game, has admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs, including steroids, from a period of time roughly 2001 to 2003. And Phil, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
How big of a shock is this to the system of a game that had already sustained a lot of shocks due to players using drugs, including Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens?
Well, I'm sure there are some people who are tremendously shocked. On the other hand, I think there's probably just as many who kind of think, well, it's business as usual. Who would have thought a few years ago we would be looking at a guy like Jose Canseco the same week we're celebrating the birthday of Honest Abe Lincoln? I mean, Jose, obviously, in his first book, No One Sued Him, that he mentioned. In his second book, he mentioned Alex Rodriguez, and there was some, grumbling from Alex, but he never filed any kind of a slander or libel suit. So I think this was something, in my mind anyway, I kind of thought would surface sooner or later. I think what concerns me the most here, Greg, is that in his interview with Peter Gammons on ESPN, he used the old excuse that some dietary supplement was tainted, and that's how it showed up in a positive test. I think we know now that that's not how that happens, that Alex clearly was probably using the needle just like everybody else.
Phil, is it bad for the game in terms of PR? It seems as though the Mitchell report was kind of a catharsis. We're admitting this. We know who did it. We're moving on. And now this happens. Obviously, Rodriguez tested positive at a time that the results were not made public. But is this kind of another kick in the gut to the comeback of baseball?
Well, it's a kick in the gut. But the one thing we have to keep in mind is that the economy is likely going to be a bigger kick than this will be. The one thing about baseball is how tremendously resilient it's been. And prior to the 2008 season, it had kind of reached a zenith in terms of popularity, in terms of tickets sold and overall revenues. Now, revenues are still better than $6 billion for the sport, so this will hurt, but I think, again, the what's going on now with the economy likely will hurt more.
Well, let's talk about Rodriguez and his place in history now. Peter Gammons, in the interview with Rodriguez on Monday, asked this point blank, and that's that where will he stack up in history? Will he be cast onto the pile of those who were tainted, like Palmeiro, like McGuire, like Bonds and Clemens, or will the fact that he admitted it and that it appears that it was a relatively brief time and a stellar career from start to finish, at least to this point, that it probably won't be as big of a scarlet letter as it could have been?
Greg, I don't think you ever washed this dirt off of you. I think coming clean is obviously something he had to do given the circumstances, but just the same, I don't think that this is a player, despite his obvious skills, was ever particularly beloved. His teammates never really embraced him wherever he happened to play. The media certainly would talk about what a great player he was, but he's not a guy with a great deal of color in that sense that he's a particularly good interview or anything, or even good guy, bad guy. He's just kind of there. So I really don't think this is one of those issues that are going to damage him in terms of the cult of personality, but I think in terms of his likelihood of making the Hall of Fame, I think he's going to be in that same boat with Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, Rafael Palmeiro, Roger Clemens, and Barry Bonds.
The sports writers, of course, seem to have made a stand on this issue based on what we're seeing in terms of Mark McGuire's Hall of Fame vote totals. They're not anywhere close to what's needed for enshrinement. What's your opinion on retroactive punishment, Phil? Some have said that those who have won postseason awards, Rodriguez has won multiple MVP awards, that maybe those should be wiped off the books as well. What's your feeling?
Well, I tend to think that history will look back at 85 through 2005 as, or beyond 2005, as the steroid era. So I think that you'll recognize that some of these players won awards that maybe they wouldn't have won otherwise. It's like trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube. I don't think taking these awards away will do anything in the grand scheme of things. I think history will treat these players in this era in baseball a certain way, much the same way it treats the 1930 season in the National League, where they used the biggest rabbit ball in history.
Alex Rodriguez, when he tested positive in 2003, was doing so during a time when those results weren't made public. Now that it's been made public, is it incumbent upon baseball to release the names of the others, or is Alex Rodriguez just in an unfortunate position here?
Well, I'm kind of on the fence about this. I think that sooner or later the names will get out anyway. They always tend to. But I think in the mind of baseball, they made a mistake by not destroying these tests when they were when that window was open to destroy them. But given the circumstances now, I don't think releasing this list of names is going to really do anything. One thing I should add, the guy who looks the best throughout all of this is Ken Griffey Jr. And from my standpoint, I'd put him in Cooperstown tomorrow.
And why is that?
Well, again, he's the guy who comes through this. There's never been a twinge of scandal. No dark clouds over Griffey. Everything he did naturally. And I think that he now looks like the greatest player of his generation.
And, Phil, obviously there's been a lot of focus on baseball. Did it act too slow? Virtually the consensus is yes, it did on this. But in terms of the procedures, the testing, the scrutiny that's in place now, is it sufficient or does more need to be done?
Well, obviously somewhere, even as we speak now, Greg, there's a chemist somewhere working on yet another undetectable anabolic steroid. So I think testing has to continue. I think they need to devote a great deal of resources, financial resources, to making sure that tests are developed that can detect virtually any kind of steroid or any other performance-enhancing substance, whether it's HGH, testosterone, whatever.
So we will keep an eye on how the 09 season unfolds. Hopefully there'll be no more bombshells, but as you said, it wouldn't be shocking if there are. Phil, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Phil Wood is co-host of Talkin' Baseball right here on the Radio America Network. He's also an analyst for Washington Nationals Baseball on the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. This is Dateline Washington.